Hi, everyone.
Check.
Welcome to the concert tonight. The first piece we'll be doing is a piece entitled Sandu, originally by Clifford Brown, arranged by our own Mike Dana. So give him a round of applause. In this piece, you'll hear a couple of names that you should probably know. You'll hear Clifford Bird, and Fat. You should probably know that that's Clifford Brown, the person who wrote this song. Bird is, hold on.
Know this.
Charlie Parker. Fats Waller?
That's Navarro.
Fats Navarro, okay. Well then, that's one for three. Alright, before I make any bigger fool of myself, here's Sandu.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Duke Ellington, and the lyrics were written by Bob Russell. It was originally in, an instrumental written in 1940 called Concerto for Cootie, and that was a in honor of Duke Ellington's lead trumpet, Cootie Williams, his lead trumpet player. And this song was also done by Louis Armstrong, Tony Bennett, Mary J. Blige, Nat King Cole, Phil Collins, Harry Connick Jr., Sammy Davis Jr., Billie Holiday, Gladys Knight, Diana Krall, Fiona Apple, a bunch of people did this one. This particular arrangement was written and arranged by Darman Meter, the tenor in the New York Voices. So I hope you enjoy it.
Blue Skies, and it was, the guy that wrote it was Irving Berlin, and it's been found by, like, a lot of different people, and Ella Fitzgerald is, like, one of the ones that inspired me to sing it, so.
Blue skies,
punk band called Operation Ivy, and this song is called Jaded. And I've changed it from its original methods so that it would be appropriate for the evening. And here we are. Thank you. You gotta wait till I play that. Shows with 15 fights, and your 6 bucks gone up someone's nose. Jaded eyes see clear, but half of what's there. The good old days are far behind. We're left with boredom and despair. Well, sometimes every once in a while, sometimes every once in a while, it's beautiful. I would say I would. Any different, it'd be a lie. If I told you different, then it'd be a lie. Oh, what was once rebellion's now clearly just a social sect. But are you just upset because your own social clique is left? Leave when you want, cause you know someday I'll too. But I won't burn my bridges, be just another jaded fool. Sometimes every once in a while, sometimes every once in a while, it's beautiful. I would say I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I tried to tell, it would then be a lie. If I told you any different, it would be a lie. Oh, be a lie. Oh, be a lie. I said you got me running and hiding from all of the things that you keep telling me they're lies.
We have a jazz program here at City College that I'm super proud of. Of course, we have the vocal jazz group, but we also have a Latin jazz ensemble, which hardly any schools do. We have a really great jazz combo program. How many combos is here?
Two
combos? We have a jazz ensemble, and we have the Jazz Composers Orchestra. And I just wanted to put this on you guys' radar. If you kind of are enjoying what you're hearing, can you please clap if you've ever heard of a jazz hop before? So the next jazz hop is April the 11th, and at the Review Cafe over on Olive, it's going to be a whole bunch of soloists, kind of like what you just heard with Corey and with Roseanne. but just a whole bunch of people from this group, and also maybe a few folks in the jazz band as well. So that's going to be Thursday, the 11th of April at 7 o'clock, and we'd like to encourage you guys to check that out if you can. If you're on Facebook, you can like Jazz Hot Fresno, and then you'll kind of get the little posts and stuff with what's going on. So that said, I'd also like to acknowledge some wonderful musicians here that learned a lot of music really quickly. A good friend of mine for a long time is Brian Hamada. I'm not a student, and Brian's not a student, but these other two guys are. Once again, on the piano, that's Ian Smith. And these two guys, they're like in every group on campus, I swear. On the bass, electric and acoustic, is Phil Sarkisian. So we're going to do a tune for you now called I Love You. Oh, I know. Reach out and take a hand of somebody. Thank you.
So it's nice to see you. How you guys doing tonight? I'm Nikki Mitchell, and I'm a student here at Fresno City College. Wasn't that romantic? Oh.
Yeah, it was very romantic.
Oh, okay. No, that's the name of our next song. It's called Isn't It Romantic? It was written by Roger and Hart, and this particular arrangement was arranged by Phil Mattson. Some notable recordings were Ella Fitzgerald, and I recently found out Rod Stewart did a recording of this. Who knew? But the soloist will be myself, Nikki Mitchell, and Chelsea Anderson. Enjoy.
Isn't it romantic?
This next little ditty we're about to do is called Song for the Traveler. It was written by a gentleman named Kerry Marsh, who we had the pleasure of working with, our very own selves. And I think it sounds excellent, and I hope you think it sounds excellent. And here we go. Oh, and we have soloists on this piece. They include Emilio and Jesse. and John. And that is all three of them. They're good.
Dum 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 dum
Clovis High Jazz Program at it. And give me a big hand. I'm so glad to have you here. Thank you so much for coming out and being such a great audience for us. We'd also like to give a very heartwarming thanks to Julie Dana and Mike Dana for all their hard work.
And I'd like to add, we have an amazing audio engineering instructor here, and he also does sound for almost everything we do, and he makes it sound amazing all the time. How about some love for Nye Morton right there?
So for our last piece, we're going to do a song that was arranged by Mike Dana, and it was written by John Hendricks. I don't think he's in a relationship to Jimmy, but so without any further ado, Centerpiece.
Yeah. I'm